Welcome to Shayna's Soapbox. We're going to spend a short time delving into a topic, be it tech, business, money, or passion, and give you actions that you can take to improve your project or your life. Hey, everybody. Have you heard of the idea of a word of the year? It's kind of a New Year's resolution thing. Instead of making specific goals, you pick a word that will anchor you to what you want to do for the year, who you want to be, what you're trying to achieve, things like calm, excellence, love. Well, it's April 27th, so we're actually almost a month into Q2, and we just finished up our Q1 review and our Q2 planning, both in the company, kind of personally, like, where are we? So now that I've got a business and two kids and a husband and all the things, we do a lot of time planning of what we want to achieve and accomplish and where we want to go, both individually and as a group. And so in 2023, at the end of 2023, I thought about what word I want to use for 2024. What is the anchor word? And for me, the word I picked this year was process. I know it's a very exciting word, process. It doesn't sound very exciting, but I'll tell you why it means so much to me and why it's my word of the year. I'm really focused on growth and outcomes, and I have these big, huge goals that I want to achieve in my personal life and in my professional life, but I can't control what happens. I can't control the economy. I can't control Congress and the continuing resolution. I can't control decisions that people make, whether to join the company or not join the company, or award the contract to us or not award the contract to us, or I can't control how my body reacts to sodium or carbs or how fast I want to get to a healthier version of me. And so this year, I have decided to really focus on only what I can do and what are the activities that I need to do each day that if I continue to do them in a consistent way, regardless of how I feel, that will probably get me the outcome I desire. And so I decided to pick the word process and really focus on what are the behaviors and actions I can take? What are the small things that end up adding up to big external changes? In the book, Good to Great, he uses this example of the flywheel of all the things that are happening internally that externally looks huge, but internally it was small movements. And two of the big motivating factors for me were, number one, my son plays soccer. And he plays soccer at a pretty intense high level, which requires 3 90-minute practices each week. And of course, his coach also keeps him longer in a game and sometimes scrimmages. And they train in winter. And when it's raining out, they train virtually at home with their cameras on, running up and down stairs, doing sit-ups, doing footwork inside the house. As a young boy, he is known to complain about this level of practice. And I remind him that this level of practice gets him to that level of excellence that he wants when it's game time, that he's comfortable doing the work. It's not a surprise or a shock to his body. He's comfortable and relaxed from having done it consistently. And more importantly, that he needs to show up and do the work no matter how he's feeling, whether it's been a good day or a bad day, or he's motivated or not motivated, or if his friends are or is not friends there, or the coach is encouraging or the coach is not as encouraging. You've got to do it. You've got to consistently do the work. The other major thing that happened to me in 2023 was I was given this book called Traction by Gino Wickman. And Traction is a book about how to get a grip on your business, how to make improvements into your business that will have real outcomes. I think the book is called Traction because you can feel like you're on a hamster wheel where you're busy, 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 but you don't see the outcomes that you want. And so you feel like the business owns you instead of owning the business and achieving the goals that you want for the business. And so this book, Traction, focuses on six different areas of business. And one of them is called Pulse. And it talks about the meeting pulse and how often you need to meet, which again, like soccer practice, is something people don't want to do. They don't want to meet consistently. It's annoying and irritating. You want to focus on doing the work. But they really emphasize this meeting consistently. And then for us and Nyla in 2023, what we did is just the executive team focused on the weekly meetings and the order of the meeting, that the agenda that they suggest, and then the quarterly meetings. And this shift to a consistent weekly meeting at a consistent time and an order of the meeting and following this agenda, which I'll do another podcast about this agenda because I think it's pretty, well, it was extremely impactful. It wasn't kind of impactful. It was extremely impactful. And so using this book, Traction, and this consistent process of meeting, no matter whether we felt like it or fitting in or making everything kind of fall around it so that the executive team could meet weekly and look back at our quarterly goals and see if we were making progress along that and going through the issues. So these were really anchoring in my head and led me to someone who hates kind of being locked down in a routine. I mean, maybe for some of you, you love process, but for me, I kind of hate it. I hate feeling like I'm told what to do. And then some other members of my team thought process equals like, oh gosh, that's horrible. But for me, it is this reminder of what can I do daily to achieve my goals? And what are the habits I need to do that will lead to big changes? So I'll give you an example of what this looks like, the process looks like for us at work. At Nyla, we have a daily staffing call, 9 a.m. every morning for 30 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes if we run long. We have a daily staffing call and the hiring managers dial in, the executive team dials in, the staffing team dials in. And first, we start with employees and how are employees doing? Does anybody need to move jobs? We talk about what happened yesterday, what needs to be done today, and we run through it in priority order. We talk about what follow-up actions need to be done. And so we run through this daily meeting. And yeah, it's kind of a drag to get on the phone at 9 a.m. every morning. Every morning, 5 days a week, we're having a call about all of the tactical items that need to be achieved. And then once a week, we have another call to talk about our staffing strategy. What do we really want to achieve? What's our priorities? What's our goals? Another example of a process we've implemented too is really looking at how are we doing with engagement with our employees or our customers? So, how often are we meeting with our key customers? Have we made an effort to meet with them like once a quarter? At minimum, once a year for maybe some of those customers that are further away. Have we done reach out and touch points? And just having it written as a, here's kind of the expectation and looking at it from a quarterly perspective improves the pulse because you have to know what your customers' pain points are. You have to know where it's going well. You have to have that engagement. And the same is true of your employees. We can get so busy in the day-to-day, but having the process helps us remind us of when's the last time you talked to someone? Did you do the follow-up? The supervisors know that they're going to be asked how they're doing with each of their employees and bringing up those pain points. And do they have a training plan? Is there something that they can do to achieve? So yeah, I would say at work, we've really implemented almost a similar consistent practice of whether we're up or down or however we're feeling. We take that morning meeting. That's just one example in one area of our work of where we've really focused on a process on what we can do to reach our goals. In my personal life, my process has looked like first really self-care. So I have become one of those people. I do a daily journal now in the morning. I take a cup of coffee and I go sit on the couch and the dogs curl up on me and I journal. I do 10 things that I'm grateful for. And I do that because as a negative Nancy and someone who's always trying to improve, I need to keep training my brain and reminding myself of all the wonderful, glorious things that are there and that have happened. And it's been moving me towards a greater happiness of what I want to do. And so I actually consider that the process of like my morning routine. At nighttime, I really focused on a bedtime routine of washing my face completely, of brushing my teeth, of changing into jammies. And then my daughter and I have this routine of putting lavender oil on our wrists and then getting cuddled up and going to sleep. And I make sure that I have enough sleep every night, that I'm not staying up late, but I have a consistent nighttime routine. On Sundays, on Saturdays, I don't really love doing this, but I've gotten into meal planning. What do I want to make for the week? Do I have the food? Is it around? This really helps because one of my biggest struggles was always like dinner time and what do I make for dinner and what food is there? And then taking this 45 minutes to an hour sometimes each week really helps me think through what do I want? What would bring me joy? Because I do really love like a fresh homemade meal that I make. Another thing that I've made part of my process is making sure I'm walking outside every day, getting that fresh air and moving away from the desk. My flow state is definitely working. I can work nonstop. But if I don't take that time to get up and leave my desk, then I become really unhappy. And so those are all tweaks that I have added. These were not things I was doing even a year ago that have really helped with my overall mental health and my ability to keep going. And it's my version of addressing burnout and being able to be healthy consistently. So for me, process is not just what do you want to achieve, but what are the things you need to do consistently to achieve it? And then the more you do it, not only do you become effective, but then you can start seeing how you can become more efficient. And typically, the more you do anything consistently, the easier it gets and you get better at it and you get comfortable and any friction is reduced. So there you have it, the very exciting word of the year for 2024 for me, process. Please take a time to share with me what your word of the year is and what it means to you. Thanks a lot.
This podcast is sponsored by Nyla Technology Solutions, an SBA-certified 8A, HubZone, woman-owned small business specializing in full-stack software engineering and data science services to the U.S. government. Our innovative solutions are built to match the speed of mission. For more information, partnering opportunities, and new job openings, please visit our website, www.nyla.io.